Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Yud Zayin, Chapter 17, Clear Nights. Pasuk Gimel, Bachanta Libi, Pakadata Laila. You visited me at night and examined my heart. The Metudas David on this pasuk says, by Laila v'hu es shemachshavo sa'adam tzulula, that night is a time when the thoughts of a person are clear. Let's envision a time before cell phones and even a time before electricity. That might seem like thousands of years ago, but it was actually less than 150 years ago when the first light bulb was developed. People's lives tended to follow the rhythm of the sky. They'd get up with the sunrise, and when the sun set, they would wind down. At night, there weren't so many distractions, less to be busy with. Today, of course, we have lights, computers, our phones always seem to be beeping and buzzing, and even 24-hour stores like 7-Eleven exist for an emergency Slurpee at midnight. But night still remains an ideal time to quiet our minds and do a bit of self-reflection and examination of our heart, like David says, Bachanta Libi. The Sefer Cheshbon HaNefesh, a classic Musar Sefer, makes the following recommendation. Uvachol erev kodem shahashena chazor lacharecha ulavchin b'ma kilisa hayom hazah. Every evening, before you go to sleep, reflect back and review your day. Life is about growth. None of us are perfect. We were put here in this world to strive and work on ourselves. But how will we know how we're doing unless we take time on a regular basis to reflect and think and examine our days and our lives? Hashem examined David's heart at night. It's a time when our thoughts can be more clear due to less of the natural distractions. In today's technological age, we may need to conscientiously dim some of those distractions that keep our minds busy instead of calm. Consider experimenting with this practice. For a week or two, try out a nightly Cheshbon HaNefesh. Grab a journal or just think through your day. Reflect back. Where were your successes? Where can you improve? And what do you need to do to get you there? It doesn't need to take long. Try just a minute or two and see where it leads you. Clear a few moments at night and let it bring you closer to who you want to be and closer to your Creator. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150. 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.